May Bumps.
Cam FM.
I'm going to now throw back to Ben down at the Riverside. Ben.
Hello, Tim. Yes, the combined W4 and M6 divisions are about to kick off on time, I should add. Just heard it down the line that there will be no delays at the start of this race. And the sun's just come out, which is beautiful. Before we go through a rundown, let me just introduce you to our commentary team. So first up, all the way over on the long reach, is the wonderful Jack. Jack, how's it looking over there?
Yes, thank you, Ben. It's looking nice. It's serene, is the word I'd use to describe it down at the long reach. It's like a mill pond, the river. There's a couple of marquees set up opposite me, but as yet, they're quite empty. Girton's encampment, I must say, is looking the fullest. But other than that, quite quiet down here, a few dog walkers, and that's about it.
Brilliant. Thanks, Jack. And Sienna, you are at the top of the plough reach. What's going through the coxes' minds as they push these boats out? The one-minute cam has just gone. What are they thinking right now?
They'll be thinking very much about lining up the boats, making sure that they have the best possible start so that they can catch the boat as quickly as possible, which tends to happen in these lower divisions. The cox will be very nervous, as the rowers will be. In fact, having been a rower for several years, I still get nervous having heard the cannon. So this is the culmination of many weeks of preparation.
Thanks, Sienna. So we'll see how that preparation pans out. I'll give you a very quick rundown for the minute. The race is about to start, but the W3 division at the bottom, we've got LMBC 3, Christ 3, Selwyn 3, Queen 3, Darwin 2, Peterhouse 2, Lucy Cab Hughes Hall 2, Clare 3, Murray Ed 3, Homerton 2, Clare 1. And in the bend, we've got St Cat 6, Churchill 4, Pembroke 5, Clare 2, LMBC 5, and St Cat 5. Ed, the gun has just gone off. How are they starting?
Yes, the boats are coming towards me at first post corner now. Sienna puts what is going through Laura's mind. According to a lull on the bank, when they hear the cannon, all they're thinking is, oh my God, what have I let myself in for? So, Cat 5 ahead of a division. They are probably a length and three quarters ahead of LMBC 5 now. LMBC 5 start a length and a half behind, so have dropped back a little bit. There's already been our first bump of a division behind that between Clare Hall 2 and Pembroke 5. Clare Hall 2 being a little bit slow to clear, and Cat 6 probably only have about quarter of a length, half a length over Churchill 4, over Cat 6 behind. So Churchill 4 looking like they'll be bumped soon. But the first two boats, Cat 5, LMBC 5, should be coming round first post corner now. Ben, can you see them yet at Glassy?
I can indeed, Ed. And we've just heard, I think, the four-minute cannon for the ladies' division. So the men are coming towards me now. St Cat's 5 looking strong. They took a slightly wider line, though, than LMBC 5. Whether that will make a difference all depends on how the cox negotiates these notoriously tight and windy turns around this part of the river, which is called the gut. Now, Cats are stroking towards me. They're already looking slightly tired, but they just need to settle into rhythm because they are aiming to do what's called rowing over. That's finishing the course without getting bumped. They're fairly together. Some of the blade heights are a little uneven, but they look like a very strong crew, it has to be said. And John's LMBC, that's of course Lady Margaret Boat Club, John's College, are doing well, all in their matching kit, except one tool in the middle of the boat who has turned up in blue. He clearly didn't get the memo. And more excitingly though, Ed, there's the battle you described at Churchill M4 are being pursued by St Cat's M6, who I should point out have a girl in their crew. And St Cat's M6, girl or no girl, are doing very, very well indeed. They've got it down to within about half a boat length. Churchill are determined, but their stroke lengths are slightly short. The Selwyn fans next to me are cheering on Churchill. I'm not sure what the history there is. It's half a boat length between them, but it's holding. Now, Sienna, the top boat should have just reached you at the top of Plough Reach. What's it looking like there?
Yes, they're going strong, but there's still quite a few lengths between them and LMBC. The crowd is very excited, though. As we can see, they've taken a good line. LMBC don't look to be catching them right now. There's still about three boat lengths between the top of the division and spotted as they come round just opposite the plough. They seem to have a slight bow side lean, which means that the boat is going down more on bow side than stroke side. So the bow side will be struggling slightly with the stroke. Jack, can you see what's happening down by the reach?
As yet, oh yes, actually, in fact, St. Cat's are just rounding the corner as we speak. Thanks, Sienna. They are looking strong. They're disrupting the serenity that prevailed a second ago. There's shouts from the crew. And hot on their tail is LMBC. I think I just heard the start cannon for W4, though, Ed, back at the start. Has anything happened,
Ben?
Well, that was actually the 1 minute cannon
here.
Up on first post beat. It moved back towards...
Sorry, it's Ben here. There appear to be some technical difficulties. I apologise for those. We seem to have lost Ed. But yeah, the one-minute cannon has just gone for the start of the ladies' division. It's at this point in the race that the commentary gets slightly difficult. So if you hear me and Ed at the start of the race, we're talking about the ladies' W4 division. Up at the top, the men's M6 division should be rounding to a conclusion. Now, we'll throw to Ed as soon as we can, so we'll wait for him to announce that he's back. The gun has just gone for the start of the men's division, the women's division, sorry. But we'll throw now up to Jack to see if he can see what happened between Churchill M4 and St. Cat's M6.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. I'd say the gap seems to have widened as they come up. At some point, Churchill M4 now about three boat lengths ahead of St. Cat's M6. So they have gone strong. And I have to say, it does look like all four boats, St. Cat's M5, LMBC M5, Churchill M4 and St. Cat's M6 are looking strong for rowovers. I don't think there's going to be any bumps. St. Cat's M5 and LMBC M5
Ed, thanks.
Were probably about a couple of boat lengths ahead as they rounded their kink in the reach. But let's go back to Ed for the start of the W4.
Yes, and we have a plethora of boats rowing down first post reach here under the motorway bridge. Sydney Sussex 2, well clear at the head of the division. The pressure is on Clare Hall W1 behind, who are probably only a third of a length ahead of Homerton 2. And they themselves probably only have a length ahead of Murray Edwards 3, who are being closed down by Clare 3. So we're getting a compression effect here. Clare Hall are struggling to avoid their spoons. They want to cling on long enough here, but perhaps Homerton could be caught by Murray Edwards 3 behind them. But as they come level with me, I see it's opened out to the length and a half that it started at again, so that ain't going to happen. Clare Hall look like they're going to be bumped by Homerton 2. Behind that, Clare 3, having put in a push off the start, has started to fade a little bit, and they're now coming under pressure from Lucy Cav Hughes Hall, who are only half a length behind them. And it's incredibly close as Darwin 2 look like they'll get their blades bumping up on Peterhouse 2. Ben, can you see the lead cruiser Glassy?
I can. Sydney Sussex taking quite a wide line around the gut now. They're practically at the far bank. But I can't see any crews behind them, which means that bump you were calling between Clare Hall 1 and Homerton 2 has happened. So congratulations, Homerton WT. They've had a bit of a zigzag up and down this course. Oh, no,
Ed.
Tell a lie. Clare Hall are there. They're just very far behind. The bump is about to happen. It's imminent, though. There is overlap.
Ed.
Sorry, over to you, Ed. Yes, Ed.
Yes, up on first post reach. We've just had blades for Darwin 2 bumping up on Peterhouse 2. And behind that, there is overlap now between Selwyn 3 and Queen 3. If the bow ball of the Selwyn 3 boat goes in front of the Queen 3 cox, that will be a bump. And they're trying to steer towards Queen 3, who are going into a tree by the looks of it, trying to avoid them. So, have we got anything at Glassy now, Ben?
Yes, there's overlap. That battle between Clare at W1 and Homerton W2 continuing. Homerton are pulling out to take a slightly narrower line round Grassy Corner. There's overlap. I mean, the bow ball is at about the 6
or maybe even the five in the Clare Hall. But they've conceded. That's a concession. Clare Hall W1 have conceded. Homerton W2 have bumped them. City Sussex W2 row on, row over to become the sandwich boat in the next division. That means they've got a chance to bump up into the W3 division. Murray Eds W3 rowing a long and lonely row over. The boats behind that crew have bumped out. The Clare 3 bumped by Lucy Cav Hughes Hall W2. I'm afraid, I can't see anything about Christ W3 and LMBC W3. I'll wait a little bit longer, but it looks like that might well have been a bump. Now, I'm afraid, Sienna, very few crews are actually going to reach you at the top of the power reach. So maybe, you know, you can tell us what you can see, but maybe you could also tell us, I mean, what are these blades and spoons that everyone's going for, and what do they mean?
Well, I can just see Sydney Sussex looking quite tired as they expect to row over today. When a crew gets blades, it means that they have bumped every day. There's a saying that a lucky crew gets blades and a good crew gets bumps on 3 days. It's you have to be very good and lucky to get blades. And when you have spoons, it means that you have been bumped of every day. So no crews would like to get spoons. The blades themselves are very expensive, though. If you get them, they're about £250 if you get them engraved with all the names of your crews. So they're very valuable, and definitely what some crews are looking for today. I can just see Murray Edwards passing the bow. This is their third row over in bump. So they're looking to row over again. Over to Ben.
Ben. Thanks very much for that explanation. So,
over to Ben.
Of course, the last two crews are still in it. Christ W3 and LMBC3. So, yes, thank you. Christ W3 and LMBC3 are still rowing at the bottom of the division. Looks fairly leisurely, and they're about on station, which means that they have neither increased nor decreased that initial gap of 1.5 boat lengths. So, I mean, as they approach you, things can change. I mean, it's a long, long course. And, of course, crews can get tired, crews can flag. Crabs can be caught. That's when your oar gets stuck in the water, your oar being your blade, of course. Sorry, boaties, for making that rookie error of jargon. And, in fact, they should be just reaching you now, Sienna, I think.
Yes, I can just see these two crews. They are looking a little bit tired. LMBC have got about a boat length on Christ. But Christ have taken an excellent line down this particular part of the course. So I would guess that they will maintain that boat length on LMBC. But LMBC, again, have taken a good line. And they look pretty determined as they head past the plough. They'll be looking to bump in the near future as they go round the corner. In fact, they have now closed the gap on Christ. Jack, can you see anything?
Thank you, Sienna. Yes, I've just had Murray Edwards actually pass me. Yeah, as you said, Ben, further up the course, quite a lonely row for them, and Sydney Sussex W2, both pretty much certain for row overs. So a solid performance for Murray Edwards over the past couple of days. They've had two row overs on Friday and Thursday. And now, just coming into my eyesight, Christ W3, hotly pursued by LMBC. And this looks like it could be quite exciting. LMBC taking an inside line. They're looking to get every possible advantage. There's probably only a boat and a half length between them. I'd say it's... Ooh, I don't know whether they can catch them over the reach. It's a long, long distance. I think it probably comes down to a question of stamina at this point. I'd say, actually, there's only a boat length between them now. No whistles as of yet from the coxes. The cox is looking behind her nervously. Christ W3. They're shouting, Ben. Stay on the legs. That's what it comes down to at this point. Who's got the legs in them? LMBC 3 are hotly pursuing them. It's going to be oh so close as they come into the finish. There's half a boat length now. have LMBC got enough in them? Ben, back to you at the start. Grassy, sorry.
Hi, yes, I've walked a little bit further around Grassy, and I'm now here with the victorious Homerton 2, who are putting foliage. They're all decking themselves with foliage, so they've gone and kind of raided all the... There's no leaves left on the trees here at Grassy Corners. So you've bumped up on Claire Hall W1. This is the Cox. What's your name?
I'm Anna. Anna.
And Anna, are you proud of you girls?
Of course I am. We did really well. They pushed really, really hard, and they listened, and they just did it for themselves. They did really well.
And so, the stroke, what's your name?
Annabelle.
And Annabelle, you bumped kind of reasonably early in the race, you know, all told. Were you worried at any point that you might have a really long and lonely row over at some point?
Not really. We had a row over yesterday. We were pretty determined to get them as soon as we could. We wanted them before Grassy, and it went to plan.
Excellent. And now, after you row back to your boathouse, you know, boat club dinner, it's going to be a good evening this evening?
Yeah, it should be good. We've had a good week overall, up one overall. So, yeah, we're pretty pleased.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations, Homerton. Row home and enjoy boat club dinner. I'm going to throw back to Jack now just to see if there was that bump between LMBC 3 and Christ 3. Jack.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. But I'm going to have to disappoint you there. They went round the kink in the reach with about a half boat length between LMBC, thank you, Claire, there, just showing their support for CAM FM. LMBC, with about half a boat length to go to catch Christ, still hadn't quite gained as they went round the kink in the reach and out of my eyesight. I'm going to get the confirmed results for you in about 5 minutes' time, and hopefully then we'll find out whether LMBC 3 managed to catch Christ 3. It was very close, but we'll wait for the confirmed results. Back to you, Ben.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Jack. So we can now give you a provisional rundown of the results for those two divisions run at once. All a bit confusing, but we got there in the end. So in the M6 division, St. Cat M6, I'm sorry, because they rode over every single day at the bottom, they look like they got their spoons. Churchill M4 avoided their spoons because they also rode over. Pembroke M5 bumped up on Clare Hall M2, and it looks very much like LMBC five were denied their blades. They row over behind St. Cat's M5, who go on to become the sandwich boat in the next division. Now onto the W4 division, that's the ladies. LMBC 3 looked like they rowed over at the bottom. Christ 3 maybe also rowed over, but we really don't know. That went right to the wire, and Jack will be confirming that shortly. Selwyn 3 bumped Queen 3. Darwin 2 got their blade, so they rowed back to their boathouse waving a flag. So if you're at Plough Reach, that's why they were waving a flag, because they got their blades. They bumped up on Peterhouse 2, who unfortunately got their spoons. Lucy Cav, Q's Hall W2, bumped up on Claire 3. Murray Ed 3 row over. Homerton 2, who I just chatted to, bumped up on Claire Hall 1. But Sydney Sussex W2 right at the front, they row over. And they've got to do it all again in a couple of hours' time, because they're going to form the sandwich boat at the bottom of the W3 division, and that means they've got a chance of moving up a level. So that's the results as we're calling them so far. Back to you in the studio.
Thanks very much, guys. Exciting stuff.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on CAM FM.
Before the vocals come in, we can now throw down to the river where we have Jack with the results from that race. Jack.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. For the M6, the first race of the day, we had, just to confirm, we had St. Cat's M5 rowing over, LMBC 5 rowing over, Clare Hall M2 were bumped down by Pembroke M5, who have got vengeance for their first day bumping down. Churchill M4 rode over, and St. Cat's M6 also rode over at the bottom. Okay, so now on to the W4, where we saw some excitement at the back of the pack between Christ W3 and LMBC W3, but they did both row over. That is confirmed, they both rowed over. There wasn't a bump, as we thought there might be. Then working up from there, we've got the Queen's W3 boat was bumped by Selwyn W3. Darwin W2 bumped up on Peterhouse W2. The Lucy Cav Hughes Hall combined W2 boat bumped up on Clare W3. Murray Edwards W3 rode over. Remember, they were quite some distance between them and any of the other boats. Homerton W2 bumped up on Clare Hall W1. And Sydney Sussex W2 rode over right at the beginning. So they're going to have to go again, as Ben said at the end of commentary, they're going to have to go again in the W3 event at the bottom of the W3 to try and gain promotion. But that's pretty much it for results. We've got the M5 coming up next.
Great. Thank you very much, Jack. I'll leave you to kind of sprint back down the river, back to your position.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on CAM FM.